Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight right here. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming live online and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to the military men and women that are listening to us right now all around the world. Thank you very much. And also to the EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody who is helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers too, all the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, as well as all those roughnecks working on the oil rigs all around the country and around the world. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook. Go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page and then jump into the chat room and you too can converse with us like a whole bunch of folks are doing right now. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's start this with the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to play the president here for just a second. It's a short little clip, and he's going to tell us about things that are going on. Now, he said this yesterday at the White House.
From day one, my administration has been determined to protect our nation's incredible farmers. We enacted historic tax cuts and helped family farms stay in the family. What we did is we passed, as you know, in the tax cuts, the death tax, the inheritance tax. Small farms and ranchers and even businesses, you don't have to pay it. It's a big deal. Instead of losing your farm, you keep your farm. I think that was a big deal. What do you think? Maybe your farm is so big it doesn't qualify. No, but we eliminated that horrible death tax, and most of the kids, many of the kids lost the farm to go borrow and to pay the tax, and then they ended up losing the farms, right? You don't have to pay that tax anymore. I think that's one of the reasons the farmers like me, I guess, but hopefully that's not the only reason.
Well, when my dad passed away, we had a 350-acre farm that was dissolved because I was in the fire service and I wasn't about to go back to doing what I was doing because of the career that I had going for myself, number one. My younger brother had no interest. My sister had no interest. So we basically sold the whole farm, lock, stock, and Kitty Hawk, to a developer who then turned around, came in, and knocked everything down, so to speak, and built up a bunch of houses. There, and that was the end of that. But that's what we did, and yes, there was a death tax for that, a big one.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Now, all that being said, this brings me to the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, who said, and this is important, ladies and gentlemen, that employees who reject an offer to return back to work from where they either got laid off or got furloughed, they're currently collecting unemployment, will lose their unemployment rates if they don't go back to their job.
Yes, it's exactly right. And I think the reason primarily for that, Captain, is that this was an emergency measure to make sure that companies would remain solvent and be able to maintain their payrolls during this existential emergency that was foisted upon the American people. That's what it was designed to do. So, in other words, it was trying to make it all, you know, to make it better during this bad period of time, so that when we came out the other side of it, that it would go back to quote unquote normal, and try to take it. It'd be like it's being attacked, and they're trying to make sure that everything's going to be okay for the employees. But if they suddenly say to the employer, I don't want to come back to work, or I don't want to come back to work because maybe I'm making more on unemployment, and that's a real thing. There are a lot of people who are getting more money than what their wages would have been. Then, yeah, they're not going to be eligible for that.
Yeah, and I don't have any problem with that at all. And by the way, let's not forget that these people on unemployment got their checks bumped up by $600 a week.
That's exactly right. Now, you know, there may be some, and I'm sure we're going to hear about a lot of these kinds of cases. People go back to work and they say, my workplace is unsafe. I don't want to go there because it's not being sanitized correctly. I don't want to get coronavirus. And all that. So I'm sure that we're going to hear some things like that. But if companies are following the CDC regulations, I don't know that those claims could go very far. In terms of trying to say that, okay, now I get eligible for these funds again. But again, because I think it was a stopgap measure, it was a protection, but now that time is coming to an end, hopefully, and people get back to work.
Yeah, now the White House is discussing new ways to stimulate the economy, which don't necessarily mean everybody's going to get a $1,200 check. They're talking about doing some other things to help the businesses and to help the people that actually provide the jobs do better so they can do better and help out other people and hire more folks. This $1,200, and I had somebody yesterday say, oh, well, we're all going to get another $1,200. That's really going to be good. I'm going to spend it on this, this, and this. And I said, who told you that? Oh, well, it's we've read in the paper, and they've been saying it a lot. I said, yeah, Nancy Pelosi, right? Well, yeah, she's the one who passed the bill. I said, the bill hasn't passed in the Senate, and it's not going to.
It's not going to without some pretty heavy revisions or pretty heavy harmonizing.
Well, all the stuff she's given in there, all the stuff she's putting in there.
Well, exactly. And a lot of that is put in there, Captain. It's only for consumption on the news. It's for trying to get out a message.
Trying to get her voters out and say, look what I did for you. All right,
exactly.
Hold that thought, folks. When we come back, how about all these nursing home deaths? 5,000 in New York State? How about all these nursing home deaths? Is somebody going to be held to task for that? Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to talk about it because there are investigations ramping up right now.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends over at Relief Factor. And again, Relief Factor, Seth and Pete Talbot. You can go over to the website they gave me. It's relieffactor.com/captain. Now, I've been on their product for 4 years. It's worked for me. And I swear by it because I've got problems when it comes to aches and pains. And if you've got arthritis and you've got back pain and you've got neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain, just general pain altogether, this stuff will work. It's all natural. It's not narcotic. And you can start out with a three-week quick start for $19.95. That's all it costs to get rid of the pain you got. It's working in 80-plus percent of the cases where people try the temporary product here from us, the 1995. And they stay on the program, and they're still taking it. So 83% of the people know something that I know, and that's a good thing. But then why wouldn't you? So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for that 1995 three-week quick start today. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the White House, of course, was discussing new ways to stimulate the economy, some of which was not the generic way that we were thinking about. And people just need to understand that if they're sitting there thinking they're going to get a $1,200 check, because I just got a message from somebody who goes, well, what happens to my check I'm supposed to get? Well, nobody said you were. Nancy Pelosi did, but Nancy Pelosi is not the final authority. What passed in the House does not necessarily go through the Senate, nor will it because of everything that's loaded up, correct?
That's right.
So we solved that problem. Now, very quickly, we need to mention something about the General Flynn case, because General Flynn was railroaded, make no mistake about it. And the Democrats did exactly what they did to him, because they were scared to death that he was going to come in and find out about, oh, gosh, the Ukraine. And they're going to find out about it. It wasn't Russia. It was Ukraine. Russia was involved, too. But all the different things that the Obama administration went up to, including probably Iran. So yesterday, attorney Sidney Powell filed a writ with the Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. And I'll tell you what, there is also a movement afoot about impeaching this judge, Judge Sullivan, which is now surfaced in the House of Representatives.
Yes, that's exactly right. Because this has generated, Captain, a major, major reaction to how the judge is handling the notion that the Department of Justice is no longer pursuing this case. In fact, it's dropping the charges. And last time I checked, Captain, if the prosecutors aren't prosecuting, that the case goes away, I guess, unless you're in Judge Sullivan's court.
Yeah, and this other judge is coming along, that a retired judge that wants to put forth his own amicus brief. Now, the Supreme Court, about a week earlier, made a serious decision, and it was a 9-0 decision about this particular case, if you will, or not this case, but about cases very similar to this, and there's a precedent for this by the Supreme Court. Tell us about that.
That's right, Captain. It was a 9-0 decision. Justice Ginsburg wrote the opinion, I believe, and she's held that the case involving the U.S. versus Signing Smith, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, this came up from the U.S. Ninth Circuit of Court for Appeals. The basic concept of legal proceedings called party presentation principle. This is what this surrounds. Basically, it means that a judge has to make a decision based on what the parties before him bring to the judge. In other words, it's not right to go out and go fishing for other people's opinions.
This judge absolutely positively cannot do what he's doing. Now, the question in the chat room is, what does the deep state have in the judge? Doesn't matter. I don't care what they got on him. What he's doing is blatantly not legal, number one. Number two, he's going to be directed by the Court of Appeals to get to the matter, to get down and resolve the case, which is something that, like it or not, there's no prosecution, there's no case, right?
Well, that's last time I checked. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and of course, they're trying to force the president into pardoning Flynn so they can use that as a campaign thing and say, oh, look at this, look what he did. And then, you know, they're all thinking that Flynn's going to come back into the administration. I don't think so. But what he's going to do is he's going to sue the bejesus off the people that got him in the position he got into, and he's going to win because of this case that we're seeing and what they did to him, starting. And by the way, the FBI, they, some people said, well, you can't sue the FBI. Want to bet?
Well, sure. I mean, this is, if things that were done that violated his constitutional rights and all kinds of things, and the procedures that weren't followed or that were in some way totally perverted.
And very quickly, there was just mentioned about there should be disbarment proceedings against the former attorneys. Yeah, the former attorneys that Flynn had were from what law firm, and who was the big prominent figure there?
Well, that was the Covington Law Firm, and that was Eric Holder's firm.
Yeah, so why would you think, why would anybody think that there'd be any other result? I don't know why the general went to Eric Holder unless they thought that, well, he's in the system, so he can help me out. Maybe that's what it was. I think he got sold a bill of goods and got duped all the way around.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that, especially when the Covington Law Firm, from what we understand from these news reports, is that they didn't turn over all of the documents that they had in their possession when General Flynn's counsel changed, I believe, to Ms. Powell.
And let's just take this one step further. We now know, and it's confirmed, that President Trump was first briefed about the coronavirus back on January the 23rd by the Intelligence Committee. And then again, on January the 27th, January the 28th, he knew exactly what was going on at that time, which was being totally preoccupied by what?
Oh, well, that was that little old thing called impeachment.
Yeah, and the Democrats were paying no attention to any of this, so therefore nothing was being done in Congress.
Well, that's right, because all the senators were stuck to their desks and could only have milk or water during the proceedings.
Yeah, and the members of the Congress were there, too, some of them anyway. But the thing of it is you know, you got to be careful when you start to call people names and start talking about this and about that. You got to have your ducks in a row. They didn't. Now, the president also took a major deregulation step yesterday when an executive order determined to energize the pandemic recovery. What was that?
Well, Captain, what that does, it was an executive order that the president signed yesterday on Tuesday that would allow much of these, literally hundreds of them, of deregulations that occurred during the coronavirus emergency to make them permanent. And we also understand, Captain, it gives the those in charge of these different government agencies and so forth the ability to deregulate even further in order to try to streamline things to help make it easier, literally, on business. You know, we talk about taxes and things like that, but regulation is also a major hamper to business, and trying to make it easier for people getting back on their feet is going to be a good thing.
Now, a federal judge in Texas said that all Texans can now vote by mail during the pandemic.
Yeah, isn't that something? You know, and of course, we saw, I think, a vote by mail happening in the California 25th district that Mike Garcia won handily.
That's because more Republicans voted by mail.
Well, that's right.
And the Democrats got beat at their own game.
That's exactly right, and because they saw which way it was going, and they said, uh-oh, we better open up some physical voting locations real fast. But, again, there are these issues, and I think in terms of on a national scale, there's going to be a lot of discussion about this because of the fraud that can happen as a result of that.
And then the Supreme Court said that they favored paying a $10 billion award to the U.S. Embassy victims during the bombing in Sudan. Remember that, Sir? Years ago?
Yeah, I want to say it's in the late 90s, 98, I think.
Yep, yeah. Al-Qaeda.
Yep.
Yep, so that's a good thing for them. Now, let's talk very briefly, and we'll run out with the oil. West Texas crude went up to $32.50 a barrel yesterday. Brent crude went up to $34.65. Gasoline went up to $1.05 a gallon wholesale at the refinery. Diesel is 8 cents cheaper, 97 cents a gallon. And the one-year forecast on a barrel of oil is now up to $37 a barrel, and that should have everybody up there in the frozen tundra up there where they're doing all the fracking. That ought to have them jumping up and down.
Yeah, well, it should. And again, we're seeing slowly the demand start to creep back in as more places, states open up. And
yesterday when I was coming across the bridge from where I live, coming into Tampa to go to the radio station, there was actually almost the normal amount of traffic on the bridge there normally was, because I hadn't had to stop, slow down, or nothing to get off my exit to come off by the airport where I have to come over here. And, man, I had to stop about two-thirds of the way over the bridge, and we just crawled to the exit ramp, which I had not had to do in about a month.
Wow.
All right, give us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much sticking around and doing that, because there's so much news to cover, and we had the breaking news with the dam tonight to take care of, too, and the Flynn case and the Susan Rice email and, oh, boy, all that stuff. So we're going to have our first military and veterans news segment when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is giving more information about his claim that a malaria drug could be an effective coronavirus treatment.
A lot of our frontline workers take it because it possibly, and I think it does, but, you know, people are going to have to make up their own mind, Plus, it doesn't hurt people. It's been out on the market for 60 or 65 years for malaria, lupus, and other things. I think it gives you an additional level of safety.
The president has been under fire once again after claiming he's been taking hydroxychloroquine for nearly 2 weeks. Dr. Rosemary Leonard told the BBC people should not be following the president's lead.
Unless you're taking part in a clinical trial, this drug is under very specialist supervision. I would very much say the potential risks far outweigh the benefits.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our military and veterans news is always brought to you by our National Aviation Academy friends, because over at the National Aviation Academy, you can have a tremendous job opportunity as an aviation maintenance tech, make yourself a lot of money. And they're going to tell you all about themselves coming up right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two of campuses to better serve you. They have one in Massachusetts, at Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. And the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, I can tell you that the National Aviation Academy is definitely going to fill a void that you might have right now and give you a great career path with a starting salary of about $60,000 a year. And that's just with a basic 40-hour a week job. Okay, you can make a lot more than that. You can make a lot more. The work is there if you want to do it. Look at all the aircraft that's been parked. You think those are just going to magically be certified to fly again and they're all going to be in the air? Nope. It's going to take a while.
because the aviation maintenance techs have to go in. They have to do any mechanical work that needs to be done on them. And they got to recertify them all again, that they're all able to be up in the air and away you go. So that's a process. And that means there's a lot of work there for people that want to do the work. So check them out online by going to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or schedule a tour at one of their campuses by going to the number 800-659-2080. Again, their phone number, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Schedule the tour and tell them the captain sent you. It's that simple. All right, well, big news in the Middle East. Look out, Iran. Look out, anybody that wants to come anywhere near our warships. The U.S. Navy yesterday warned all that it will take lawful defensive measures against any vessel in the Mideast that comes within 100 meters, that's 100 yards, of its warships. Now, what we saw with those little fast boats and what they did a month or so ago, that's never going to happen again. Now, they offered specific guidelines after a recent close encounter with the Iranian vessels in the Persian Gulf. So let's see if Iran tests them on that, because it would be like a suicide mission if they get their 35 or 40 or 50 feet away like they did when they buzzed our ships. It is not going to happen again. That's per the Navy. Now, for you Marines out there, you know, rock and sock 'em, get 'em dirty, get in the gym, get worked up, and become the best you can be. Well, guess what? Now the Marines have developed a culture of learning. Now the Marine Corps is promoting education and training in its new doctrine, besides actual combat experience and doing things where you're out there with the landing craft and whatnot. The service is aiming to promote education, training, and continued learning amongst Marines so they can become students of their own profession. Kind of like going to the Army War College years ago when I went there. So there you go. Now, women veterans are faring quite well, if you will, with the coronavirus issue. And some of the problems the guys have been having, the women necessarily haven't been having. But in the meantime, the coronavirus has overshadowed a number of needed fixes that the gals had to have with their problems that were having with the VA and whatnot. So let's see how soon that gets taken care of. Now, the carrier Theodore Roosevelt, as many as 13 crewmen were taken off the ship for testing positive, or being around someone that had tested positive. And they are apparently still making preparations, the USS Theodore Roosevelt, to return to sea later this week, nearly 2 months after the ship was sidelined in Guam with a rapidly growing coronavirus outbreak. So we'll see if that stays the course as to what they're doing and away they go. Meantime, you haven't heard much about the Russians lately, have you? Except they're buzzing our planes over there in the the Baltic area, the Baltic Sea, the Yellow Sea, and whatnot. You haven't heard much except for that. But the Russians are scaling down their military drills amidst the coronavirus pandemic. They're having problems, too. And they're not looking to get their military members sick or die as a result of any of their action. By the way, yesterday, another rocket hit the Baghdad Green Zone. It struck near the U.S. Embassy without doing any damage. There was minor damage, but it wasn't to the embassy. It was to some cars in the street and whatnot. This is not going to stop anytime soon. It just isn't. As long as they can try to get a rocket somewhere to say, hey, here we are, whoever they are, whether it's ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, whoever it is, they're not going to go away. Now, thousands of soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines and Coast Guardsmen have deferred their plans to leave the military during the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. They're re-upping, they're sticking around, they're extending their service, whatever, but they're not leaving the way they normally would. And that's a good thing, and I commend the young men and women for doing that. Because, again, we only have, you know, them to keep us fit, if you will, in terms of everything that's going on. Now, there was an incident yesterday here in Florida, up in the panhandle, and it involved the 33rd Fighter Wing. Now, an F-35A Lightning assigned to the 58th Fighter Squadron crashed upon landing around 8:30 p.m. last night at Eglin Air Force Base here in Florida in the Panhandle. Now, the pilot successfully ejected and was transported to the 96th Medical Group Hospital at Eglin Air Force Base for evaluation and monitoring. The pilot was reported to be in stable condition. At the time of the accident, the pilot was participating in a routine night training flight. First responders from the 96th test wing were on the scene, and the site was being secured. So that's something that happened last night. Now that's, and again, I don't know if it's something that's in the water or what the deal is, but that's like the second or third fighter jet that I've heard crash in the last week or 10 days. So I don't know what's going on, but boy, they got to get on top of that as soon as they can. And we're glad the pilot's safe. Don't want to be reporting bad things about that. And that happened right here in Florida last night around 8:30, right about the time it got dark. So there you go. Now, the other thing is, for anybody that's not paying attention to the scheme of things, there's a lot of opportunities for China right now to try to just exercise their muscle and look at us and look what we're doing. Those little islands over there in the South China Sea, they're expanding them again. There's more construction going on. There's more military activity there. They've had a couple of instances where they actually sailed one of their largest, if not the largest, aircraft carrier around Japan. They just took it over there and sailed it around Japan, sailed back into the South China Sea and said, hey, boys, here we are. And in one case, it was close enough to be able to see it from shore. They were out on the horizon. So that's kind of interesting. China, not our friends, not anybody's friends, really. And they've proven that many times over. So whatever we do with them next, who knows? But our military presence in the South China Sea and over there in Southeast Asia is also expanding in lieu of all of this. So there you go. Now, don't forget that the coming up Saturday, I'll be over at Moss Nissan up in Newport Richey's. You can stop by. I'll be there from noon to 3. By the way, there'll be free food provided by Craig Gross's Patriots Barbecue and Grill. And show up at noontime. We're going to be there till 3, and then we're going to truck on out of there. So there you go. All right, we're coming back with more and our next Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And then Denise Simon will be with us. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, that's two of my favorite
people. Hi, Mark Walters here from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
See, no, I couldn't keep Mark quiet. He had to come back and he had to say that again, but that's okay. He said it a little different way, but Mark Walters, of course, Armed American Radio. You hear him Sunday nights on many of these radio stations across the country, and of course, Donna Fiducia. What can I tell you about her? Fox News years ago, September 11, 2001, she was the anchor. She was the anchor, started everything out. She was supposed to get off work, and didn't happen. She wound up working 24 hours straight plus. All right, now let's get started with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report and a little music to get it going.
South too much. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out of the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Nearby called the poke salad. Poke
the alligator's Luke Tank. Sailing in. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a wicked on a chain gang. A mean vicious woman.
Alrighty, that's Tony Joe White, Poke Salad Annie, and that's a oldie but goodie, and that's been around quite a little while, too. We'll save that for going out here in this hour with Denise Simon. Now, I want to remind everybody that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you, and they have got everything you need to have when you're out there on the road. Stop on by. They'll take good care of you. Now, a slow-moving storm system is going to linger across the southeast and middle Atlantic this week. We've got rain, a heavy rain, and flood watches and warnings in parts of southern Ohio, eastern Kentucky, the southeastern, southwestern corner of Virginia, and parts of North Carolina and South Carolina, especially up in the mountains, and over towards Lake Gaston in South Carolina. Now, also, several days of heavy rain could produce heavy flooding, especially in the steep terrain of the Appalachian Mountains, which has been known to do a lot of things when the rain won't stop, if you know what I mean. There's another storm system in the High Plains, which may produce severe storms with large hail, strong winds, and a couple of tornadoes. And that could be happening right now in Montana by the looks of things. I'll get to that in a minute. Also, critical fire weather threats are continuing in the desert southwest as well. Now, that's Colorado and parts of New Mexico, where right around the Four Corners, you've got a fire threat advisory. Most of the southern half of Colorado tonight, up through Denver, on a fire threat advisory. And then up in the northwestern corner of Colorado, you've got some rain there in the area. And you've got some unsettled weather now going out I-76 east out of Denver, almost into Nebraska. There's an area there where there could be some storms starting to fire up. Wyoming, western and northwestern corner of Wyoming, you're going to have some rain today. Now, Montana, in the central part of Montana, all of a sudden, you've got some thunderstorms that have fired up in the middle of Montana, right about Billings. So be advised about that. And it looks like over to the north and the west of there, over towards Bozeman, there's some more stuff that's starting to fire up, too. So be careful. Apparently, it's that time of the night or whatnot. Now, there is some snow along I-80 east of Reno, way out there about Winnemucca, all the way to Wendover. And again, rain and some flash flood watches and warnings up in the northern part of Idaho, below Coeur d'Alene, in that little sleeve there of Idaho, as well as the southeastern corner of Washington and the northeastern corner of Oregon, to include Cabbage and part of the Hood River Valley. I will tell you this, it's quiet out there in California. And other than that, there's not much going on around the country except for where I told you over there in the northeast. And, I will mention one other thing. Because of the dam that flooded, that broke in Michigan, there's a couple of counties that are under a state of emergency, and there is a flood warning, a flash flood warning for that area north and west of Virginia, or up of Detroit in Midland County. Also, we may have some wind and unsettled conditions, the tail end of the storm that's going off the coast now, headed back out. That's the tropical storm that was Arthur. We may have some winds and some tail end effects there in Jersey tonight, in New Jersey, so be aware of that. Now, Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And again, these are not your daddy's truck stops anymore. A lot of people remember jumping into a Pilot, and all you got was coffee and Coke and a bag of chips and a hot dog. They always had those hot dogs, and I remember spending about $2, and I was out the door, and I had a hot dog, a drink, and a bag of chips. That's the way it worked. But not anymore. Not anymore. Nope. They've got pretty fancy fixings there in a lot of these places with Wendy's and McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chickens and Arby's.
So, there you go. Now, in the meantime, let me put this over here, because on the telephone line, we're going to bring on Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, of course, Denise Simon is sitting high in the mountaintop tonight. What's up?
Not much.
Okay, I'm going to read you a quote and see if you can tell me who said this. I know nothing about this. Who said that?
Susan Rice.
You're right. And I'll tell you what a lion, liar she is. Because,
well, that, you know, in some fairness, it wasn't about unmasking, it was about surveillance. So they're parsing words.
Well, I'm going to parse this word. She's a liar. I don't trust her. I don't believe her. I don't care what she says on a stack of Bibles. Take that to the bank.
Yeah, because remember, the word surveillance is a pejorative, as is spying. So I think that the inference was that the Obama administration was spying on Trump Tower. So I think that's where she was answering, I think, and not about the unmasking.
Well, we'll know more because we found out that His Royal Highness James Comey thought that he had more authority as the chief law enforcement officer in the United States.
Well, I'd be careful on that one. Because
I've read the comment.
I understand. We all have. Mm-hmm. But maybe just because Susan Rice wrote it doesn't mean that that's what she was meaning. Because I would suggest that she was trying to put blame on Comey, right? Maybe rightly so, and cover Obama.
Well, the emails that surfaced, by the way, Comey was referring to himself as being in charge as the chief law enforcement officer.
And he might have been a likely place for her to place blame because of the orders that Obama was given covertly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's real hard. I mean, we can see the words and we can discuss those. But mm-hmm. You have to understand motivations. Because here's the thing. If you look at the date of that email that she wrote to herself, it's almost, 2 weeks after the Kislyak General Flynn phone call?
Yeah. I'm going to tease that when we come back from the break, which we're headed for right now, and I see Dan and Manz on the line. Hey, Dan, we're going to get caught in the news, so you can either hold on or call me back right after the news. Your choice. Here's the thing. The other thing about all of this is the fact that we're going to talk about Michael Flynn. We're going to talk about Sidney Powell, the things that are coming up now, because this is moving very quickly, isn't it?
Pretty fast.
Yeah. We thought it would. Okay, here comes the music, so don't go anywhere. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, will be right back with me. And I'll tell you what, I'm just going to take this out this away. Here we go.
Every day for supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her mess of old Sally and carry it home in a tote sack. Sally,
is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with this.